Okay, so what we're going to do now is we have one thing. One thing we know, for starters, is that walled cities read the Megillah on the 15th, and unwalled cities read the Megillah on the 14th. And the other thing we know is that the way you define walled and unwalled is based upon the way it was in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, the time that the Eretz Yisrael was captured. Okay, that was the Machlokas, which we did last week, whether you go by the time of Yeshua ben Nun or the time of Achashverosh. Okay, but the conclusion, the Mishnah holds, the way we hold, everyone holds, is that basically we go time of Yeshua ben Nun. Okay. So, now the question is, fine, let's say we have our walled city. Now, who reads with the walled city on that day? Like, let's say I live near the walled city. Does that count? So, first you think, no, not the walled city. So, let's say, so it's Rabbi Shimon Levi. So, it's Gimel Amud Beis, Gufa. It's like, I guess, 3/4 of the way down. Gufa is a star there. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. So, Krach. Krach is referenced as a walled city. V'chol ha-samachlo, and anything which is near it. V'chol ha-nira imo, and anything which is seen with it. Okay? Which means you could see it. Okay? Which means you could see it. It sounds, the grammar's a little funny, but that's the way the other Rishon learn it. It means you could see it, it could see you. Okay? Which they're within a visible, they're in sight. Nodun kikrach has the status of the krach. It's judged like the krach vis-a-vis reading the Megillah, and they read on the 15th. Okay? So if it's near it and seen from it. So Tana Samach Af Pishin Onera. Okay, so you learn that if it's close, even if it's not seen, or Nira Af Pishin Samach, and it's seen even if it's not close. In other words, he's saying is one or the other, either one of them. So when it says Bishlam Nira Af Pishin Samach, I understand how it could be seen even though it's not close. Mishkachas Lakigon Diyasva Barosh Ahar. If the city is sitting on top of a mountain, so even you may be very far away, but you'll still be able to see it, right? Because you have a much more, you know, greater the angle is going to give you a further distance. El Asabach Af Pishin Onera, but if it's close, how could it be close if it's not seen, right? So Hey Chimishkachas, are you going to find it? Okay, it's a funny question because the answer is pretty obvious. So it's sitting in like a valley, some sort of low-lying place. So if you have a city, and then you have a like Grand Canyon or something like that, some really sharp drop, and then the other city is below at the bottom of the thing, so you may not be able to see one from the other, but it's very close. It's very close, so that is also fine. So the thing is whether it's you could see it, or if it's close. Or if it's close. Either one will give it the status of a krach, and you'll read on the 15th. Okay? Okay, fine. So there's another Gemara which is related to this. One second. Yeah. So look on base on the base. That's this Gemara is quoted. This statement of the Rishon Levi is quoted a little earlier. So it says, I'm just going to jump in the middle, but it's like 8 lines from the bottom. It says Prazi. The first one line, Prazi. 7-8 lines in the bottom. So it says, Medina, Medina, Lamali. So the Megillah has an extra word. It says that they read the Megillah in Medina, Medina, V'ir, V'ir, and all the different places. So what's apparently it's extra. The words Medina, Medina is extra. So what's it teaching you? Why does it have to say Medina, Medina in each and every state, province, or however you define Medina? So it's Elekra, L'drasha, Hudasa. Yuchadir, Shub, and Levi, Hudasa. Amr, Shub, and Levi. So the pasuk is teaching you something. Krach, V'chalasamcha, V'chalner, Imam, Nadim, Krach. So this is learned out from the pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Levi's statement is learned out from the extra wording in the pasuk. Okay, that we extend it not only to the city itself, to the walled city itself, but the halacha applies even to those cities which are seen or near the city. Okay, so here look at Rashi. Look at Rabbi Shimon Levi. V'chalak lo ayri klal. Okay, that's based on the past. Forget about that. Every single city which is close to the Medina, which is close to this walled city, is like it. and it reads on 15. Hasamach af al pi afgav sheino nira, nira af pi sheino samach. Helping for Hashem. So it doesn't matter whether it's seen or it's close. Okay, whether it's seen or whether it's close. Okay, and the Gemara says ad kama, back to the Gemara. How far is considered close, right? Close is pretty vague, right? Close to it. What does that mean? So it says, Amar Vyermi Visim Rukhiyabara, but Kamechamsan Alitveria, mil. Okay, so basically it's a mil. Okay, a mil. It's the distance between Chamsan and Tveria, which is a mil, which is like, what, an 18 minute walk or something?
What's this qualification going on?
This is going on when we say that it's Samach.
Right.
So I didn't say Nira and Nira is a qualitative thing, if you can see it. But what does it mean, Samach? Okay. Close. So how do you define close? So they're saying the definition of close is a mil. Okay? It's fine. So I mean, one thing we're going to have to explain is what's the idea of these two, what's the universal definition, which includes not only the city, but also anything which is seen from the city, and also that which is close to the city. Like, what's the category here? Right? I mean, it's like a laundry list of different people who could do it, but what's the universal feature here? Okay, but that's something we're going to have to explain, but it's not a problem, it's just to be explained. But let me read the Rambam, okay? Because I think there's a machlokas here between Rashi and the Rambam. And the Rambam is, on the surface, very difficult. So the Rambam is in Megillah, Perek Aleph Halachiyad. Chos Megillah, Perek Aleph Halachiyad.
Where's the Chos?
It's at the end of Zman, almost the very, very end. If you're it's like
after times?
Yeah, after times. Right after times. Okay.
Is it Beis Yud?
No, Aleph Yud.
Aleph Yud.
Aleph Yud. Okay, so it's I'm gonna jump in the middle of the halacha. It says the krach. Okay? The krach, and this is walled city, the chol hasamachlo, and anything which is near it, the chol hanero imo, anything which is seen from it, im ein beinehem yeser al alpayim ama. If there is not a distance, a greater distance than 2,000 amos, hare ze kekrach, then it has the status of a krach, the korin b'chamish asar, and it reads on the 15th. Okay? So, again, if it's walled, if it's seen, if it's near it, or if it's seen with it, then it's then it reads on the 15th. If it's less than 2,000 amos away, so then it's then reads on the 15th. Okay. Yeah.
So as an example.
What's the Rambam doing here with this 2,000 amos? Okay. What's he doing with that? Does he mean? Is that part of what it means? Samachla? That if it's near it. I mean, the Gemara says openly, if you remember, the Gemara says that if it's seen, but it's not near. Or if it's near, but not seen. Right?
The Gemara says mil also.
Yeah, the Gemara says mil also. Correct. The Gemara says mil. I know, what's the relative difference between a mil and 2,000 amos? The problem is like this. Is if you're going to tell me a mil is the same thing as 2,000 amos, I did the exact same shear, so then you have a problem. Because then I'm saying that if it's... So let's say you could see it. Well, what's the Rambam adding by this case of seeing it? Because let's say you can see it, but it's more than 2,000 amos, right? So what's the implication from the Rambam? You can see it. Okay. You can see it, but it's, 5 miles away. So what's the implication from the Rambam? Is it like the walled city or no?
The Gemara says it is the walled city, right?
Well, the Gemara says that you have one or the other, right? If it's seen, but you can't... If it's close or if you see it, either one is considered like a walled city. That's what the Gemara says.
Either one and both.
Yeah, certainly both is like a walled city. But one and not the other is sufficient, the Gemara says, right? Now from the Rambam, forget the Gemara for a second. Just from the Rambam. If it's very far away, but you could see it. From the Rambam, what would you say?
Depends
on how far away?
2,000
No, more than 2,000 hours. So it's 3,000 hours, but you could see it. What do you say with the Rambam?
It's not like a walled city.
It's not, right? Because he says that if it's close, if it's walled, or it's near it, or you could see it, if there's not more than 2,000 amos, then it's like it. But if there's more than 2,000 amos, So then it's not like it, right? So if it's more than 2,000 amas, doesn't nothing's going to help you, right? And if it's less than 2,000 amas, then it's close, right? So isn't the only criteria, if you learn that way, is less than 2,000 amas? Right? And then what does that have to do with seeing it? Right? Because the Gemara says, is if you see it or if it's near, right? Just drop seeing it. It has nothing to do with seeing it. It just has to do with if you see it, if it's close, less than 2,000 amas, then you don't need seeing. And if it's more than 2,000 amas, then you don't need, then who could, then it's not going to help you there off of one time. So the way, one way the Ketzav Mishnah learns it, okay, learns the Rambam, which I think is good, I think we should give a Svara, is that Samach, and this is like Nisan was saying, is that when it says Ad Kama, what does Ad Kama mean? Until how far? How far does it go? A mil. Okay, a mil. So what is that, what's that going on? So the simplest way you would have learned means how far is considered a Samach. And that's the way Rashi learns. Yeah, Rashi openly says that. Ad kama, chashiv le samach. How far is considered close? 2,000 amas. Okay? The problem is if the Rambam learns that's what it's saying, until how far is considered samach, then you're stuck. Because then a mil is considered samach. 2,000 amas is considered samach. Right? A mil is considered samach. Close. So then what's the case of if you could see it? Because it says if you could see it, even if it's not samach. That's what Gemara says, that if you could see it, even if it's not close. That would have to mean if you could see it, even if it's more than 2,000 amas. But the Rambam openly says that if it's less, if it's more than 2,000 amas, that doesn't count. So that's where you get to that end. So the Rambam says, maybe the Ad Kama isn't going like Rashi on what's considered close. He means what's considered if you could see it. And this is the way the Ketzav Mishnah would say, is that when it says that, it's as long as you could see it, he says, he says it's talking about on Nira. The ain't svar lomar shafil rocha kamar parsos lefishim Nira minakrachi and adun kamahu. He says there's no svar to say the thing could be miles away. Right, if you go on top of Mount Washington or something in New Hampshire, you could see miles and miles away. Right, you can see into Canada. You see so far. He says you can't say a svar that just because you could see it, that's going to make it a part of the city, and it's going to have the same status as the city. So the Gemara is saying, when it says you could see it, how far does seeing work? Until how far could you go such that seeing will work to make it part of the city? So the Gemara is saying, oh, I'll tell you how far. A mil. 2,000 amas. So then the question is, okay, so then what does it mean, samach? So that's what he says, samach means mamish. Samach mamish, that would be Bura Shalir. It's really like on the boundaries of the city. So you have the wall, and then it's a tiny bit out of it. So it's really a little bit away, super duper close. So that's what it's saying. That's not 2,000 amas. That's what it's saying, is that if you see it, so then you have as far as 2,000 amas. If you can't see it, what does that mean? Then it's even that, then it has to be really close. So how could it be really close if you can't see it, the Gemara says? Oh, really? It's like in a valley. So in a valley, then it's so there's two ways that work according to the Rambam. Either it's super duper close, or it's not super duper close, but it's within a mil and you can see it. Right? That's the Rambam. Whereas Rashi learns the facts different. He says if you could see it seemingly more than a mil, right? Not clear if there's any limit. On the surface, there's no limit. Or if it's close, close means within a mil. Right? Close means within 2,000. Okay, so that's these are our facts. The only problem with learning this is what exactly does super duper close mean? Yeah, what exactly does that mean? I mean, it's very vague. That's why you'd want to say samach ad kama is going on samach, because ad kama is something which with samach is vague unless you give a quantity to it. So if according to the Rashi, ad kama is telling you how far samach is, but according to the Rambam, you say ad kama is going on if it's seen, so then samach never really has a quantity given to it. So you have to say it means like mamish, but I guess on the surface it means like you have the wall. It's a walled city, and it's just continued. It's like mamish, the continuation of the city. It's samach to it. It means there's no real gap. I guess you have to say there's no gap. what does that mean, like an inch? But I don't know, you're right. Maybe we'll have to get to Svara, but there's an idea where there's no gap between them. All there is a wall. So there's no gap in the dwelling, so to speak. But I guess it just drops down in the valley, but essentially it's contiguous. I guess as far as contiguous. So there's halachas like that by Tom Shabbos, I think. There's like 70 amas or something. There's a shear of something where it's like considered a gap. You know, I guess with more than the normal gap between houses or something like that. Right? It's true, it's a little difficult. But I think it's the best way to work the Rambam in a way that could explain these things, you know. So maybe when we give a svara for the thing, we'll also be able to explain it a little bit better. You know? Good question. Matt's asking a good question. It's straight. Is that you're not in the walled city. Why don't you just say simple? The walled city is a walled city, you're in the wall, you're in the wall, you're not in the wall, you're not in the wall. So what's the halacha? What's this new halacha? Look, it's a gzeiras hakasav, but what's we have to define the new halacha, right? Okay, good. So that's a question we have to answer. But what else should we do? How else should we approach that? I mean, that's somewhat open-ended. But what else is a good question to raise here? There's something else which is like kind of, you know, going to point us in a direction here. I think so. I think that's the question. Is that what's the unification of Nira and Samach? Right? I mean, it must be there's a concept, according to Rashi and according to the Rambam. And I don't think we're ready for the Machlokas. Sometimes, you know, each shita has its own difficulties, you know, in its own right. So we're not ready to approach a machlokas until we understand each shita. Then after we have the shitas, then we could talk, say, hey, how do they argue? How do they where do they agree? Where do they argue? So I think we should pick one position, whichever one you like, and just try to figure out what's the definition of the cities of this new halacha. Apparently, the Havamina, before this gemara came along, he said, walled cities, it's simple as it could be. Walled cities is 15th, unwalled cities is 14th. But now comes along this Rav Shlomo ben Levi and new halacha. Nira or Samach. What's this halacha? What's this new idea? Some sort of an extension, right? Of this halacha of the walled city. And what's the unified definition of this extension, both according to each the Rambam and according to Rashi? Right? So who do you want to start with? How about let's start with Rambam? I think this is maybe a little easier. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. But I think it's important to sometimes, you know, if you try to take too many questions at the same time, you get nowhere. Just sit back and think, what's the machlokas? It's just too, you know, it's too hard a question, I think. So I think you got to focus. You know, one's bite-sized pieces, you know. So it's first to find the Rambam. According to the way of the Chazal Mishnah is doing the Rambam. So again, what I'm saying is that not only the city itself inside the walls, but even mamish samach to the walls, contiguous to the walls, something like that, even if it's not seen, or if it's seen and it's within the tchum. Okay, it's funny, combo deal there. Seen and within the, right? Within that thing itself, it's like a combination, right? So you have two choices. Very super duper close, or a combo of within a mill and the scene. Right? I mean, what's the unification of all these things? I mean, it just sounds like a hodgepodge. Rishonim someone would talk about it. I mean, it's not asking what's the significance of a walled city. So, walled city, as we said, it's chashivas of a city. It's protected from enemies. But there are those who say, someone explained this halacha of this the nirit is that. When it comes to time of war, so the cities which are in the vicinity of the walled city all gather into the walled city. So basically, they're for the purposes of war, which is kind of the relevance of this thing in the war, reminding us of the nace and the wars and the fighting. So the walled cities, in fact, I think there's someone who says that there's different danger for the walled cities and for the unwalled cities, you know, back in that time. So, in a military standpoint, you say these places which are near it are, so to speak, like part of the walled city. You know, that's a reason why they want to say there's an extension. I mean, it doesn't help us exactly how it extends halachically, but the idea of it extending beyond it is based upon from a military standpoint of the thing. In fact, there's a deraisa halacha of walled cities, which we talked about it a little bit last time. Is Tubatei Rechoma. Which is there's a kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Certain cities, walled cities in Eretz Yisrael, have different kedusha, vis-a-vis two things. I think vis-a-vis redeeming it. Vayovel, if you sell your house in a walled city, then there are different halachos, whether it's in a walled city or unwalled city. And I think also regarding a shiloach mitzrayim, you have to send the Metzorah out of the city. So I think there's, I'm not sure exactly the thing, but I think it's like, maybe you only have to send them out of Old City, but not of an Old City, or it's different how you send them out. I don't know exactly, but I saw the Rishonim keep mentioning that. So, but there's a different Kedusha of Old Cities. But there, definitely, it's only in the walls. It's only in the walls. It's not outside of the walls. Outside of the walls isn't part of the Walled City. What they want to say is that here the thing is not, that's in of the Kedusha. The Kedusha is the Kedusha of the city, which is contingent on the walls. The delineated, you know, the city as delineated by the walls. But this is an idea which somehow relates to like the military idea of the city, and therefore it even extends to those things which are, you know, the close vicinity or whatever the city. But that's all the like kind of the reason why there is such a halacha. But now the question is, okay, so now halacha, how do we define, you know, how are we defining close? Or how are we defining what the extension is? That's like why there's an extension. But now, so what is the extension? So let's say according to the Rambam. So that's our problem. How are we defining? What's the extension such that it includes both of these things? Maybe let me ask you like this. Is that, let's say within the Rambam, could we define, maybe this will be help us. Could the Havamina, before Rabbi Shimon Levi came along, or before the Pasuk taught us Rabbi Shimon Levi's halacha, you would have thought it means only within the walls itself. They read, right? Kamash Malan, the Pasuk teaches us, or Rishon Levi teaches us, no, even this stuff. Right? So what would have been the halacha? What would have been the halacha of the walled cities? You know, if we didn't have this, and what's the new idea that is teaching us? Right? You follow me? Okay, so Nassan will take, so let's take a first step. I mean, I think he's saying it. Again, the question is let's just define before we get to the details of the Rambam, the unification of Samach and Nera, what is according to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, what's the Hamein Os Maskana? What's the Pasuk teaching us that we don't only include within the walls, but we even include, you know, near and seen from it? So it's not so good is that there's different ways to define the city. That's what you guys are mentioning, different ways to define the city. So you may have thought that walled cities, right, that's the idea here, walled cities. So you might say is that the walls define the city. Right? What does that mean? A city which is walled, it reads on the 15th. So what does that mean, the city? So it means the city as is defined by the walls. The walls define what the nature, what's the boundaries of the city. There's different ways to define boundaries of a city. So you might say, since this idea is a walled city, so the mechitzos define the city. What does it mean, a walled city? It means the city as delineated by the walls. Right? In which case, if you're outside of the walls, then you're not in the walled city. Right? Kamash Malan, no. A city is really a city. City is defined some other way, which we have to get into. But the walls simply qualify that city as having a property of the walled city. Gives it a chashivas, a protected, or whatever. But the walls don't define the limits of define what the city is. It simply gives the city which exists a characteristic. Characteristic of chashivas, of being walled. So the wall of the city you have to define independently of the walls. Now if that city has the property of walls, so then it's gonna be then it has the chashivas. So then it's defined as a walled city. But it doesn't mean that we're going to chop the city in half because the walls, the walled city is defined already prior to the walls. The walls just indicates that this city is a city of walls. But even outside the city can be a city of walls as long as it's part of the same city. So therefore, for instance, if you have, the easiest example is, let's say it's super duper close, is if you have a city and you have walls and you have mamish like directly out of the thing, let's say Yerushalayim, in the modern day Yerushalayim, you know, so you have the walls. But then you have like right outside the walls. It's the houses or whatever. I mean, they go right near the walls. Not exactly right near, but pretty much it's contiguous, right? So you're not going to say is that it's a different city. It's the same city. There's down to a wall there, but there's a gate. You go through the gate, and there's a house right next door. It could be an next door neighbor, right? There happens to be a wall there. So if you say it's a definition of the city, so then if it's super duper close, within a house distance away or whatever it is, then it's part of one city. Right, so it's one city. Now, the whole city has a chashivas of being a walled city because of the fact that there's walls there. Now, it's true, I might not personally live within inside those walls, but I live in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has the identity as a walled city, and therefore I'm a guy who's a walled city guy. And I read on the 15th. Right? So that's easy to see, is if it's Samach, Mamash Samach. The thing is, that's part of the same city. Right? But if it's not mamish samach, if there's a gap, if it's a big gap, really big, mile gap or whatever, then definitely it's not the same city. You can't have a city that's a mile away, right? I mean, that's not the same city. That's a very different city. Right? By virtue of what is it the same city? So already a mile, you can't get there on Shabbos, for instance, outside the Tchum, right? The Tchum is that's the basic, that's the Shira, it's beyond, new city. But if it's within the Tchum, this is the one part we have to get. If it's within the Tchum, but it's not super duper close, then it depends if it's visible or not. Right? So what's that idea? What's that idea? So one thing is within the Rambam, right? If it's more than 2,000 amos, but you can see it, right? So why is that not good? Why is that not good according to the Rambam? Right? Why is that not good? More than 2,000 amos, but you can see it. Exactly. Seeing, you can't make it part of the city. You can't tell me this thing is 3 miles away, but I could see it, you know, on top of the mountain is one city. Why? Because I could see it. It's too far away. It's not one city. You can't have one city that's miles away. That's not a city anymore. It's two cities. You can see it. Okay, so it's nice. You can see it. It's good sightseeing and all that. But according to the Rambam, the whole idea is it's the city. And the walls are machsha of the city. Give it a certain chashivas, it's a walled city. But it has to first be one city. And if a thing is beyond the Tchum, you can't say it's one city. I can't go there for on Shabbos. I have no, in terms of Dira, like it's too far. It's far away. They're a significant walk away. So it's not one city anymore. So the walls, the function of the seeing, somehow, and this we have to spell out the rest of the way. But the Rambam's premise is that the whole idea is it's the city, the walled city. I mean, Rashi, we're gonna have to say, is not holding this, right? Because Rashi holds that if you could see it, even if it's not in the Tchum. So he's apparently not learning this way, that it's one city. It's all the city. He's just saying something else. But within the Rambam, if the idea is that it has to be one city, and it's a walled city, it means you're in the city, but now you have, well, your city has walls, so it can't be beyond the Tchum. That can't be. But the one thing we have to explain is that if it's within the Tchum, so then he's saying it goes based upon sight. Right? If it's super duper close, then it's definitely one city. It's one of the mamash, it's right there. If it's too far, one tchum, then definitely it's not one city. It can't be one city. But if it's more than that, in between, super duper close, and tchum, then it depends on if you could see it. So what's the sense of that? The simplest way you'd learn is the halacha is there, yaram mukavas chama, it means walled cities. And the extension of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi is reasonable to say it's a walled city. This idea, it's a walled city, and it is a walled city. The chiddush, you would have thought a walled city means a city is defined by its wall. Mashallah, no, a city is a city. And the idea of the wall gives it a city, a quality of being a walled city. You know, just like a plain straight way to go, that it's, you know, the chiddush is to say that it's, even if it's not a walled city, so even if it's not the same city, but it's somehow near it. Like that's, you know, that's already harder to understand. So that's why I think it's simple and it fits in, you know, it's explaining the problems. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So chiddush to say, a whole new category of scene. Near. Why near? What kind of thing is near? It's not the city.
Right.
The halacha is the walled city. So this way, Rishon Levi is very, very close to what the chiddush is teaching you. Of course it's walled cities, but you have to know how to define a walled city. You don't define the city by the wall. You define the city based upon a city. There's a primary idea that you define a city. The wall just gives the city a quality. You know, it's just a simpler idea. And within Rashi, I don't think we're able to say it, but the Rambam is sticking very close to what the, you know, with this partial definition here, you know?
Right.
So let's describe what Yonah's saying, and maybe we have to get defined a little better, but I think experientially, I think he's right. I just kind of get in touch with this intuition here, which is that if a city is mamish, if you're mamish a house, you have the wall, and then it's like an, you know, right across the other side of the wall. It's definitely it's one city. Okay, I mean they're samach. They're right near each other. You walk from one to the other. You can't say there's two different cities if they're mamish touching each other. That's one city. Okay, but if it's a distance, if it's super far, then it's definitely not one city, more than the Tchum. But if it's close within the Tchum, but visible. I'm sorry, it isn't Tchum, but not super close. So then he's saying it's like, then there's two different types of things. Is that if it's not visible, so then you'll say, then basically you don't relate to it as part of your city. And basically it's like there's a distance. There's like a mafsik, so to speak. There's a mountain, there's a whatever. So you don't see each other. Now it's true, you could walk there. It's true you could walk there on Shabbos. But still, is since it's not visible, you don't. It's not right there, nor is it visible. So then, it's you don't relate to it as being the one city. There's like a there's a masik. The fact that it's not visible. But you know what I'm saying. But if you see it, then the closeness will allow it to be defined as one city. It's like that's what I think we have to define. Though it's like what's the combination of these things? You know, I mean, intuitively, I think it's true. Is that you would say that yeah, we're one city. Look, it's right there. It's right there. There's one city. We're all one city. But if there's like a big mountain in between, then basically your dira doesn't include those guys. Now, it's just an abstract fact. It's almost like if you can't see it, it's like an abstract fact that you know because yesterday and whatever, you know that you could basically get there quickly. But the tziruf is not concrete. It's not concrete. It's not. It's based upon like a. Just some knowledge. But the question is, but then why if it's super duper close? I mean, that's the problem. Is that if we just go by, like, how do we unify all these things, you know? If you just go by what you see, and if you can't see it, then you say, hey, it's, you know, it doesn't work. But then why does it work if it's super duper close? Right? I mean, that's what we have to define, how to have these things work together.
No, you're saying that too.
Maybe like this. Maybe pshat is that, I mean, I want to think about this some more. But maybe it's like, you need to be mitzaref. You need a tziruf between the two places to join them together as one city. So,
tziruf,
join. It's something to a joiner, okay, combiner. So the tziruf could be the smichos, that it's close. The proximity is a mitzaref, makes it one city. Okay, they're mamish, they're touching. That's a mitzaref. Or the re'iyah is a mitzaref. Right, because the riyah that you see it, that's a mitzayif, but also into one city. Okay, because the person sees them, that's psychologically, it makes them, they function together because they see each other. But, so then the one kasha is, so let's say it's more than the tchum, but you see it. But it could be, he holds, is that the tchum is a mafsik. It's more than the tchum is like an objective divider between the two. And that's mafsik if into two cities. There's a tchum in between, means there's like a significant different distance in between the two. A tchum is like an objective big amount, a mil tchum. So that's a mitzaref, that's a mafsik. So even if you have a mitzaref, could work if the things lend themselves to tziruf, but if you have a mafsik, then that can't help you. Because a mitzaref can only work if the things lend themselves to tziruf. But once you have a mafsik, so then that's it. They can't be one city. They're intrinsically broken from being one city because there's an offset, because there's a break. There's a significant gap between the two. But if there's no significant gap between the two, so now they lend themselves to being one city. But now we have to make them into one city. So what's mitzayif them into one city? So it says either, that's what it's saying, nireis, af pishen asamach, samach af pishen nira. Either one, either the re'iyah or the smichas. The seeing it or the closeness will be mitzayif them. Okay, but that's the way the Ramakan says it. He says nira krachal samachlo b'chol nira imo. So either of those mitzayifim, either of those joiners, im ein b'neim yaser alpayim ama. If there isn't more than 2,000 amos, then harizek krach. Then it's probably part of the city. So the mitzayifim do is they make it into one city. So they can't. You can't do it if there's an objective market, if there's an objective break. The reason why tchum is relevant is because the role of the re'iyah is not just to be a good sightseeing. The role of the re'iyah is that it's mitzayfet into one city. So if you have tchum, which is between them, so that is a mafsik, that's already a mafsik them. That's like they're objectively mafsakim by the tchum. So then a re'iyah can't be a mitzayf. Mitzayf could work on things that lend themselves to tziruf. But if they're intrinsically mafsakim, so then Riyah can't do it. Then Riyah is like, it's just okay, so you see it. Maybe it's pshat, is like there's just two kinds of Riyah. There's two kinds of Riyah, maybe this is the way to say it. It's like there's a Riyah of a mitzarif, and then there's just the Riyah that you can see it. It's a nice seat. You know, nice, like I go sightseeing. That's one kind of Riyah. You know, sightseeing, I see the mountains, the mountain range is 1,000 miles away. That's not a Riyah of Mitzarif. That's just like a Maisa Riyah Balma. You just see it, just like a seeing. Right? But that's not a mitzarif. That's just like it lends itself to a sightseeing. But then there's a ri'iyah, which is a different kind of ri'iyah, which is a ri'iyah of mitzarif, which means that they're within your eye shot. Like it's within your within range. It's like the seeing it. I don't know, maybe it's the define all about it. But as I say, it's like there's two kinds of seeing. If there's already a mafzik, then you can't, the ri'iyah doesn't do it. The ri'iyah does is when you have two cities which are within striking distance, then you'll say the ri'iyah is a mitzarif. But it can't be a mitzarif if they're a mafzakim. So you see it, okay, so you see it, that's nice, you can see it. But it can't be a mitzarif then, because the role of the tzirif is to make it into one city, but it can't go against the facts on the ground. The facts on the ground is that there's a tchumim in between. Tchum means they're far apart. So they're far apart, that's it, they can't be one city. Okay, let's think about it a little more. Let's think about it a little more, see if we can define the Rambam a little better, and then I think we should define Rashi, because Rashi, I don't think, is learning this way, because how could you say, you can't say it's one city, I think, this is the argument of the Rambam, is that you can't say it's one city if it's far away because you can see it. So as long as you can see it, but how does that make it one city? So then what then is Rashi Shita? What's his idea such that you could have either, again, Rashi doesn't know such thing as super duper close. Right, so in Rashi, it's either it's within 2,000 amos, but you can't see it. I can't see it. Or if it's further than 2,000 amos, but you could see it. Right, so he has a different system within Rashi. So what's Rashi's system? And then maybe we could talk about comparing and contrasting the Rashi. Okay? Yep.
We haven't yet finished the Rambam.
So he says, according to the Rambam, if it's 1,000 amos away, but it's behind the hill, so then there's no mitzarif. So there's no, because there's two mitzarifim. There's two things that could take two houses and make them into one city. They can make either the ri'iyah, seeing it, or the proximity. So this is neither. This is neither. Right? So it's not one city. Right now, but it's still, so it lends itself to tziruf, but you have nothing, you're not actually, there's nothing to actualize the tziruf. You have to actualize it. So there's nothing to do it. Right? I think the idea of Re'iyah is a tier of cities is because a city is like a site, is a social, psychological idea of Dira, of people. And of people, if you could see them, people relate to that as a uniter. The idea of Dira means like we're lived together. That's the idea of a city. It's like a joint dwelling, a joint settlement. So the joint settlement in joint is like a certain kir of hadas. It's like that we feel, we sort of feel a certain closeness, that we're dwelling as a unit. So if you're very close to them, then you have that closeness. Or if you're a little bit far away, but you can still see them, so you have that closeness. We could relate to you. We could put up flags. You could see us. So there's a certain there's a kiro. There's a, I mean, this is like going a little further into the psychology of the thing. But I think a city is a psychological thing. It's the idea of diro, of people. And the idea of what's a city. A city means it's like a joint dwelling. It means we relate to each other as being one collective unit. So there has to be something which relates us. Collectively. Why are we not just individuals? So if you're very close together, then we relate to it. I need a sugar. I go to knock on your door. You're an inch away. So then that relates us. But even if you're further away, but I could see you, so then also we relate to each other as being one. But that has its limits. I mean, if we live, if basically I'm going to have to go on a hike and get my, get my hiking stick in order to get to your house, it's very nice I see you, but I know we're not a collective unit if... I can't get there on Shabbos, or it's already beyond the boundaries, beyond the city limits. Then that's not going to be a mitzarif. So the idea of tziruf, the reason why ri'iyah is significant is because we're dealing with cities, and the tziruf is based upon, it's based on people. People have if people didn't see, people were all blind. Like Sal said, I mean, if the whole city is blind, if there's no such thing as sight, then it wouldn't help. What does ri'iyah do? It doesn't help. But since people see things, so therefore you relate to each other as being one. If you feel tear off because of the sight.